as usual, we can also apply the small gain theorem to the multiplicative uncertainty case. Again, what we need to do is to separate the delta and the rest of the transfer functions. Then we end up with a M matrix equal to minus W2 T0 W1. Then apply small gain theorem. Then we obtain a necessary and sufficient robust stability condition, which is the action phenomenon W2 T0 W1 has to be less than or equal to 1. And as we pointed out before, in this additive case, actually, we have to use the open ball of uncertainties in order to get a necessary and sufficient condition. If we use delta less than or equal to 1, then you might think that the stability condition would be the action phenom of the W2, T0, W1 less than 1. And which is actually not true in this case. There's a little technical problem we are not going to describe here, but we did describe in another book. But as I said before, practically there's no difference, but theoretically there is a little tiny difference here. So we're going to stick with the open ball case, because in that case we won't have any of those technical problems.